producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Ooh-wee, that's a lot of money. That is a lot of dough. A lot of dough. I'm looking at some of these headlines. Congress passes a $1 trillion spending measure. Like, I have never seen $1 trillion. I've never seen $1 million. Like, and with the exception of in the movies. Can you imagine $1 trillion? Oh, yeah, let's pass a bill. One of these days, maybe I will try to get myself elected to Congress just so I can actually get an idea of, you know, what kind of decisions they're making. I understand this is supposed to be the spending for a lot of programs. I get that. It sounds like a lot of the cuts that were supposed to be done didn't get done. But it sounds like everybody's happy and they came up with some sort of compromise. When you look at that, $1 trillion. A little bit cheaper, though. Not as much change. Is the Star Wars Force Awakens premiere debut hit a record 57 million just a few hours ago. Right? It came out, what, midnight? Like, so how many hours ago? Okay. Well, right now, for me, it's like 9 a.m. Pacific. So 9 hours ago, $57 million. It's also opening around the world and earning $72.7 million in just 2 days for a global tally, closing in on $130 million. I am in the wrong business. This blows my mind. The previous champ was Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. I never got into Harry Potter. I think I need to sit through it, and do a marathon. What happened in the way beginning was, they spoke pretty quickly for me, and I didn't, and with the accent, I had trouble understanding and getting the jokes, you know, because they just speak very quickly. And, I mean, obviously English is my first language, but it was just difficult for me to kind of understand all the little quirky stuff, and then I got it. And I just was like, you know, it's going to be too much work to watch the other movies. But, yeah, Harry Potter, you would think it would have been like an Avenger or something like that. The Dark Knight Rises was $30.6 million in 2012. Twilight Saga Dawn Part 2, $30.4 million. I haven't seen the Twilights either. So The Force Awakens, well, here we go. It began showing at 7 p.m. So that's what happened. It wasn't a midnight launch. It was a 7 p.m. in 3D, making up 47% of the big 47% of the night. IMAX screenings were also a new record, 5.7 million. The film is drawing a heavily male audience, 71%, according to RenTrak's exit poll service. I don't know. I mean, I still think Harrison Ford is hot. I'm going to be there. Age-wise, 53% of Tuesday's night audience was over the age of 25, with the vast majority, 64%, between the ages 18 and 34. Force Awakens is expected to broaden out as the weekend unfolds. It is going to be a very big movie weekend. Wasn't Quentin Tarantino upset because his movie got kicked out of one of the Cinedomes in California, and he actually had a piece of that in the movie itself? So he got mad because the Star Wars movie, you know, kind of took precedence. Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. I've always wondered how they do these release dates. You know, I've seen some movies, if they're just too early in the cycle, they don't seem to get nominated for an Oscar either. Not that Star Wars is Oscar contenders, but an Oscar contender. But when you look at these movies, like, for example, Troy. When Troy came out, it came out at a time where it just wasn't, I thought it would have had some sort of nomination, and I don't think it did, just because of the timing of when the movie came out. So timing is everything, and I just wonder who decides on the release dates. You'd think you'd want it as released as soon as possible, but you also want, like, Christmas time, like Christmas movies, Christmas break. That's a great time. I don't think I would release anything Christmas Day. I would release it on the 18th, just like this did. I would release it right before, right as, you know, schools are getting out. You know, this is the weekend before, you know, a lot of people decide if they're going to leave town or not. Great time to go see a movie. All right, so, Alvin and the Chipmunks. That movie, you would think, wouldn't do that well. I guess they did, and I don't think they made a lot of money. The Alvin, I love the first Alvin and the Chipmunks. I think, Well, anyway, about this thing with women and Star Wars. I think women like Star Wars. I think they do. But guys, here's the thing with guys, okay? And this has nothing to do with the pew, 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 and all the video games, okay? Guys don't like going to movies with women. They don't. You know how many dates I've gone on? And when I bring up a movie, the only reason why they want to do that is because they get to hold my hand or, you know, they get to, I don't know, you know, take advantage of it being dark, kissy stuff. But they don't really want to sit there and watch the movie. They don't. Okay? There's not a lot of movies that interest the average man if he goes with a woman or the wife. Like me, I keep smacking my husband going, oh, that's a guy from Breaking Bad. Oh, that's a guy from Sons of Anarchy. Oh, that's a guy from here. And so my husband has to all, you know, movie long, hear me tell them where we saw this star. And so he just can't get a nice, good, relaxing movie. Something like Star Wars. You could tell the missus, look, I'm going with my buddies. And we're going to go see Star Wars. Oh, but I wanted to do it for date night. No, honey, date night, we'll see a Michael Fassbender movie or a Channing. Oh, that's a good idea. Okay. You go with your friends. You know, the guy knows. I got to sit through a Michael Fassbender movie, but that's okay. Whatever gets her in the mood. And then he goes off with his buddies to go see Star Wars. That's how it works. All right? And I don't blame you. You know, when I see Star Wars, you know, I the kids are better now. But I would want to see Star Wars when the kids were younger, not with the kids. You know, because I gotta go to the bathroom, I got this, mom, where's the popcorn, mom, where's it, you know, like, oh, come on, I wanna relax and see the Star Wars movie. Now they're really good because they sit there and go, you know, I mean, they're just like completely like entranced. So I can enjoy the movie quietly. But I do not like being disturbed in the middle of a movie. I don't mind disturbing everybody else, but I really, really don't like being disturbed myself. Let me concentrate, let me pretend like I'm there in outer space, going warp speed. Or that's Star Wars? Okay. Well, I still pretend I'm going warp speed. I pretend that Harrison Ford rips off his shirt. You know, says, Dr. Dalia, you know, in order for us to, you know, save the, you know, the Jedis, we need to have sex. You know, that kind of thing. And so, you know, while I'm watching it, who knows? Look. All right. Look. Yeah, there has to be, you know, some sort of little love, you know, story. Just ever so little, so slight in the movie. 1-877 Dr. Dalia. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dalia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdalia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdalia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Do you find it aggravating to wait for your slow-flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow-flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult-to-remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow-flow system with the power of Black Berkey Purification Elements. That's That's because they're interchangeable with most slow flow systems, and they purify water up to 8 times faster. You could replace 4 of the slow flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRAs, Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The segment is so well needed. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. By the way, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I told you guys that I would help you out and I would prepare you for this weekend's and next weekend's festivities, okay? Many of you guys have been having holiday parties, and I probably should have got you guys all prepped and ready a little bit earlier, but the Beasley Broadcasting Christmas Party, one of my affiliates, biggest affiliate, in Las Vegas, has their party. And, of course, yes, I, you know, squeezed my way in and wore my way in for an invitation. So it is my official, one of the biggest Christmas parties that I like to invite myself to go to. Well, the problem with Christmas parties, and we've talked about this before, is bad things seem to happen, okay? So, you may have a job when you enter the Christmas party, But on that Monday, which is the scariest time after any Christmas party, you kind of wonder what things are going to be like in the office or if you even have a job. Okay? Many Christmas parties, people seem to get it on. Let's get it on. Okay, I won't sing the song. That should have never got it on. Which is why people like that kind of stuff. You know, they're like, you know what? I have wanted to, you know, hit on her for months. Now I could wait till she gets drunk, and then I could hit on her. You know, I find that fascinating, how many of you, women too, I mean, I did that with my husband too. I was like, you know, gosh, you know, hopefully he drinks something, so then, you know, he'll you know, be attracted to me. I think that's really, really sad. You know, I wanted my husband to like me sober. He doesn't drink that much, so I was very lucky. But a lot of us, we realize that there's a lot of opportunities that seem to happen during a Christmas party. Now, I'm a married woman with two kids, so I am not looking for that. What I am looking for, what I look for, okay, at a Christmas party, okay, is the ability, right, to do anything I've ever wanted to, you know, maliciously or, you know, jokingly type of thing to my bosses, you can get away with at a Christmas party as long as they drink. Okay, so there's a couple people there that I really should be just kissing their butts. You know, I should just kiss their butts. But at the Christmas party setting, I could sit there and roast them. I could sit there and you know, make fun of them. I do. I mean, by the time I'm done, they're crying, right? But I could go, wait a second, it was a Christmas party. It was the champagne talking. Yeah, but you didn't drink champagne all night. Oh. Well, it was secondhand, okay? So, you guys know I don't want you getting fired. Okay, me, what's the worst they could do? Okay, they could not air my radio show, and then you guys will all be happy. So, it's a win-win for everybody involved. So, here are some do's and don'ts. Actually, I don't think there's even any do's. Don't do nothing, okay? Don't, or do anybody at the Christmas party. But, according to Stroke Sentinel UK, code, okay, so this comes out of that. All right. I want to give credit where credit is due. Here are 17, if my pop-ups don't act up, 17 mistakes to avoid at the office Christmas party. Okay, so first and foremost, you never show up at the office Christmas party drunk. Okay, usually there's going to be alcohol there. Why spend the money beforehand? But you don't want to show up drunk. Okay, you show up nice. You're like, hi, how are you? Oh, very nice. By the way, don't talk about work. Do not talk about work. Do not be using the Christmas party as a chance to pitch something. Don't do that, okay? All right, and your boss has a wife many times, or if the boss is the wife, she has somebody else with her that could be the spy. So even if your boss is completely drunk and wasted and whatever, somebody else is going to say, you remember Joe? Joe at the party? Did you know what he did? No, what? Oh, he said this. Like, oh, no. Okay, so, you know, you got to be really, really careful. Okay? But don't, okay, so you don't want to come to work, you don't want to come to the party drunk, but you also don't want to be standing there, okay, looking like you're judging everybody for drinking, and you're just sitting there holding, you know, I don't know, the little salad or the little piece of cake. And, you know, you look like you're trying to have a good time, okay? You could get a plastic cup, fill it up with water if you don't drink, but look like you're relaxing and having fun. You act like you sit there and you know, are judging everybody else. That makes people nervous. I don't want to be watched, okay? I'm hoping there's a microphone and some sort of karaoke, and I'm going to be getting up on stage or whatever because that's just what I do, even if everybody's booing me down. And I don't want to know that somebody's sitting there judging me. I want to know that everybody else is completely drinking and not even, you know, realizing that what I'm doing. That's what I want. They say know your limits. If you know that after the third drink, you are going to start saying stupid things, you're going to hit on people, you're going to insult people, know your limits. And the big problem we have with drinking, as we see with our young kids and even adults in general, is, you know, you don't care. After the first or second drink, like, you know what, to heck with it, let's do it. And there's always somebody at the Christmas party that says, let's go do some shots. Those are so dangerous. You've got to be careful, okay? Oh, that's here. Number four, shots down at your own risk. Hey, Dr. Dolly, come over here. Come over to the bar. We're going to do some shots. Why would I want to do that? Okay, I understand. Everybody making a toast. Everybody going, yeah, okay, but a shot of alcohol is enough to make me really stupid and really silly, and I'm already now loud and obnoxious as it is. And I would really like, you know, to still be a part of the company next year without saying something overly stupid. So I do not like to do shots at all. Dress. The last thing you want to wear at a Christmas party is your work clothes, okay? Let's say you have a uniform. Don't go to the Christmas party in the uniform. Unless, you know, you unbutton it a little bit and you kind of, you know, decorate it a little bit more Christmassy. Okay, but don't wear typical office attire, okay? A lot of pictures are going to be taken during these parties. A lot of people are going to be looking at you, okay? You don't want to look like a dweeb. Okay, that's very, very important. You want to look cool, all right, wear something good, but also don't wear something overly sexy. Okay, wearing something overly sexy where you're falling all over people, and that's not right. Don't wear something overly tight. You're going to eat, you're going to bloat, you want to be comfortable. It's going to be a long party. But me, I like to kind of dress up as Mrs. Santa or something like that, and you know, Miss, you know, overweight, middle-aged Santa. Well, Mrs. Santa's already kind of older. So, yeah, so I usually like to dress up as Mrs. Santa, and that's what I'm going to do tonight. All right, don't underdress. Christmas jumpers, I'm not really sure. Oh, yeah, like a onesie. Be very, very careful wearing a onesie, okay? The dance floor. Now, this is very, very difficult, okay? When you guys decide to get on the dance floor, a lot of us think we can dance. And the reason why we think that is because your colleagues want to see you get on the dance floor and make a complete idiot out of yourself. So they go, Dahlia, go Dahlia, go Dahlia, right? Because I'm going out there, and I'm like, I'm thinking I can move. Meanwhile, somebody's videotaping it going, oh, my gosh, this white girl cannot dance. And that's, so realize, okay, you may be on film. But don't just stand there on the dance floor going, okay, I really can't dance. Okay, if you don't know how to dance, okay, just do, you know, some, I don't know, cuckoo crazy stuff. I always like to bring things from the table, you know, like food and things like that, and dance with that. So if somebody's like, she's not using her arm correctly when she dances, you can't blame me because I'm holding one of the bottles or I'm holding my plate of food. Going out there on the dance floor, acting like you have other things to do, but you are deigning to dance with everybody while you're in the middle of eating, all right, gives you kind of a get-out-of-jail-free card for you not being able to dance, okay? And let me see here. What does it say? Don't drop it like it's hot. What does that mean? Oh, yeah. Okay, you don't want to act like you are, like, super sexy. No dirty dancing. No, especially with the boss. Don't do that. And let me see. Never talk about work. I already told you that. And let me see. Okay, there's going to be some awkward silences. Be prepared. At every party, you're going to run into the boss or you're going to run into the manager. And when there's an awkward silence, then that boss or manager wants to be completely away from you. Be prepared. Have something ready to say. So let's say if your boss's kid had a recital, all right, and you don't want to look like you're kissing up, all right, you know, but you know, say something about it. You know, go, your daughter sings, right? She just had a recital? Yeah. You got to get her to sing, man. We need to get people singing, and nobody here has a good voice. Call her, have her come down, and let's get some Christmas, you know, something like that. Okay, and while you're walking by him, don't act like you're going to have, like, this big, huge conversation. One, he'll realize that you remembered his daughter can sing. Two, that's one hell of a compliment. Just don't say have your daughter strip. That won't work. But, you know, have something. Remember, there's going to be people you're running into. Maybe, let's say there's somebody you hate. Okay, let's say there's somebody you really, really despise. Be prepared. And what I would say is use this as an opportunity. If it's somebody that's kind of bullying you or something like that, use it as an opportunity to maybe kind of, you know, bury the hatchet. Office parties, everybody seems to be comrades, you know, for a very, very short period of time. All right, guys, hope that helps. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle? It's ideal for outdoor activities like sports, camping, and boating. The Sport Berkey bottle is small enough to store in a glove box, so it's the ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It is simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective, it can filter raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's proprietary filter removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals. It even reduces pharmaceuticals and heavy metals. This rugged, lightweight 22-ounce filter is small enough that you can take one with you wherever you go and store another in your car for emergencies. Get two Sport Berkey water filtration bottles for only $37 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order today and get half off. Toll free, 888-803-4438, and ask about this special offer.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I wrote a piece for Epoch Times talking about how you might want to keep your teeth as long as possible. Because when they looked at a bunch of heart patients, they found that those that still had their teeth lived longer than those who didn't. And for every tooth you lost, or they say level of tooth loss, increased death risk by 15%. We got to keep our teeth. They say toothless heart disease patients are nearly twice as likely to die as those who have all their teeth. Gum disease, obviously the most common cause of tooth loss, and gum disease-related inflammation is believed to play a role in the narrowing of arteries. Now listen, okay, we talked about gum disease and inflammation and periodontitis, and having diseased gums causes inflammation. Not only can the bacteria bother the heart, but the fact that you have inflamed gums bother the heart. So we've already known that there's been that risk. But what about the idea of tooth loss? You have a heart patient. These patients already have heart issues. Why does keeping the teeth maintain a little bit better health than not? That's the kicker. That's what they're trying to investigate. They say, while we can't yet advise patients to look after their teeth to lower the cardiovascular risk, the positive effects of brushing and flossing are well established, according to Dr. Ola Vedin, cardiologist for Uppsala University Hospital and Uppsala, or is it Uppsala, Clinical Research Center in Sweden. Could be called Uppsala. I mean, I don't want to speak Swedish. I wish I did. The potential for additional positive effects on cardiovascular health would be a bonus. The study included more than 15,000 heart disease patients in 39 countries. They were assessed for tooth loss and followed for an average of 3.7 years. Those with the fewest teeth were older, smokers, female, less active, and more likely to have diabetes, high blood pressure, more body fat, and a lower level of education. During the follow-up, more than 1,500 major events, either cardiovascular death, heart attack, or stroke occurred, as well as 705 cardiovascular deaths, 1,100 from any cause, 300 stroke. Okay, I'm just kind of going through the study. So, every level of tooth loss was associated with a 6% increased risk of a cardiovascular event, like heart attack or stroke, but 15% higher risk of death from any cause, heart or stroke. 15% for every level of tooth loss. Compared to patients with all their teeth, those with no teeth, just no teeth at all, had a 27% higher risk of major cardiovascular events. The researchers also found toothlessness was associated with an 85% higher risk of cardiovascular death, 81% higher risk of death from any cause, and 67% higher risk of stroke. I'm losing a tooth just talking about this. The study did find a link, but not a cause and effect relationship. We talked about what that means. Cause and effect is you drop a tooth, your heart gets worse. That's not, they didn't find that. But what they found is some sort of a link. Your toothless individuals were more at risk for death than the ones that had the full set of teeth. Okay, so there's something to that. Now, I think between you and I, you know, that's kind of like one of those no-duh studies. I mean, we know. Okay, we know people losing their teeth, having heart disease, there's something going down. We know loss of teeth or lack of teeth is a sign of poor health. But we also know that it's genetic. A lot of us have bad teeth. I was very, very lucky, you know, with a set of teeth. You know, I barely had any cavities and I didn't need braces. And I just had, you know, I remember my dentist saying I had a nice arch. That was as a kid. It was a dental arch. I was really proud of myself. I never needed braces. Now, of course, I chipped a tooth, you know, eating, you know, food. I eat a lot and I, you know, chipped a couple teeth on, you know, my fork. But other than that, I really haven't needed anything cosmetically done, you know. What do we take from this? Well, one is, you know, don't forget your teeth. Okay? I mean, it doesn't hurt. Make sure you're, you know, going to the dentist a couple times a year. Make sure you're brushing. Make sure you're flossing. Make sure you get one of those power brushes that massage the gums. Water picks are awesome. You can do so much with the water pick. Don't just use that instead, but water picks can really flush out the nooks and crannies. Now, look at a car wash. You guys treat your car better than you treat your body. All right? Just, you know, flush things out. Make it work. And then, you know, if you really want to avoid, okay, you know, heart disease risk from losing your teeth, why don't you try avoiding heart disease? How do you do that? Okay, well, avoid, you know, becoming a diabetic. Try to not be a high blood pressure patient. Keep that blood pressure down. Keep the sugar down. Normal. Keep your cholesterol down. Exercise. Avoid smoking. All right? If you have a family history, you can't really do much to change your parents. Okay, you don't want to really disown your parents and think that's going to, you know, make a difference. But if you personally had any heart issues, You're seeing the heart doctor, and you're making sure you continue to see him. And tell your dentist, look, you know, I've had some heart issues, so I want to make sure that, you know, my teeth are being looked at. Now, how I look at it is somebody that's really religious about their teeth are probably a little bit more religious about their health. But another issue that I don't know if they're talking about is, you know, finances. It's expensive to go to the dentist. So somebody who's able to go to the dentist twice a year, take off work even to go to the dentist twice a year, may obviously be of a different income bracket than those of us that can't make it to the dentist. So those people may also not be the ones going in to see the doctor and see the heart doctor. You see? All right. 1-877-DOCDELI. 1-877-DOCDALI. This patient was such a sweetheart. I had a new patient yesterday. Just a really nice guy. And he said, you know, his wife and family said, I need to come in and see you because my urologist, when he checked my prostate, he only did a rectal exam. Yet my family says you do a digital rectal exam. And so I'd like to, you know, see the machine. I'd like to see it first, but I guess your test is, you know, more, you know, sensitive. And I told him, oh, poor dear, no. A digital rectal exam does not have anything digital. It's not like an alarm clock. There's no batteries. There's no cords. A digital rectal exam means using a finger digit. See? So he had it already. So he was relieved they didn't have to go through it twice. He was very relieved. But many of you, you know what? I made the same mistake in medical school. Digital exam. A digital exam. I'm thinking, you know, digits. You know, either, you know, there's numbers a part of it, or there's some sort of, you know, like R2-D2 lights, you know, some sort of, I don't know, they're always like a red flash. No. Digital rectal exam is a finger digit. So make sure you guys know that. Okay. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. No, I didn't make fun of him. I have a bigger heart than that. But I did have some fun with it. Absolutely. This is cool. Mother Teresa to become a saint after a second miracle had been declared by the Vatican. This is so awesome. Mother Teresa, who dedicated her life to helping India's poor, will be made a saint in the Roman Catholic Church. She will likely be... I'm sorry, I'm having issues here with my computer. She will likely be canonized in September to coincide with the 19th anniversary of her death and Pope Francis' Holy Year of Mercy, according to the Italian Catholic newspaper report. The pontiff marked his 79th birthday on Thursday by approving a decree that the nun had performed a second miracle 11 years after her death, the Vatican said in a statement. She was, beautified as in 2003 as Blessed Teresa of Calcutta for healing an Indian woman's tumor through divine intervention, but full sainthood requires the declaration of two miracles. Her missionaries of charity helped the poor on the streets of the city, now known as Calcutta. She won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979, and I guess the miracle needed involved the curing of a man in Santos, Brazil, with a serious viral brain infection, according to the Father Brain Kolodichuk of the missionaries of charity father. She said the patient's wife continuously sought the intercession of the Blessed Mother Teresa of her husband, and I guess the man was in a coma, about to undergo emergency operation, and then the patient was awake and without pain. He had an immediate and full recovery. This constitutes as a miracle. Allows Mother Teresa to be a saint. I think that's phenomenal. What an amazing story. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
If you want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System, along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. DrDahlia. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at DrDahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a mother is suing Chipotle on behalf of her sick 16-year-old son. The suburban Boston boy got sick after eating at Chipotle Mexican Grill, and the mom has now filed a negligence lawsuit against the Denver-based restaurant chain. I think this is one of the first of the lawsuits against Chipotle that we've seen. The Boston Globe reports the suit, filed Thursday by Andrea Dow in Norfolk Superior Court, is likely the first of many connected to the norovirus outbreak at the Cleveland Circle location. About 140 people, mainly many Boston College students, suffered nausea and vomiting after eating there during the first weekend of December. The city ordered the restaurant closed on December 7th. Dow's suit claims Chipotle knew about the sickness and didn't take proper precautions. She says her son has not fully recovered, continuing to suffer from lingering cramps and bouts of dizziness. We've talked about the norovirus. It is not fun. It's usually shorter lived than a lot of the other viruses out there, but it's still a very, you could still have nausea and vomiting and, you know, pain and just, you know, not feeling right for a while after. So, you know, whenever I see something like this, okay, because, you know, norovirus, I've been seeing something similar to that in my neck of the woods. I don't know if it's been identified yet by the health department as norovirus. I don't know if you know, it's been isolated as that. But it seems like once somebody gets it, they all get it. And so when we had to pull our kid out of school when he was sick that day, and he was sick for a couple days, you know, the school had said, yeah, we have almost half the school out. I mean, a lot of kids are sick with this. All right, so then you wonder, you know, does anybody sue the school? No, nobody sues the school. Now, I'm not saying Chipotle shouldn't be sued. I'm not saying that. But, when it comes to something like norovirus, when people get sick and a bunch of people get sick, okay, when is the responsibility the institution where people get sick? Or when is it just, okay, well, this is what happens when there's an outbreak and there's only so much you could do? I found it very, very interesting when I heard that Chipotle was the quote-unquote source of norovirus. Because if a bunch of people, you know, are getting sick, and that's one of the few restaurants that many college students go to, and then you have a big cluster of people getting sick, then, people are going to say, yeah, I ate there also. You know, like, you can live in a small town and you have a fast food place, and that's one of the most favorite fast food places. Then you have an outbreak, or you have a flu, or you have a lot of people get sick, that they say, yeah, but we all ate there. Well, coincidentally, that's one of the more popular places for you to eat. So, you know, it would be very, very interesting. I mean, I'm not sure how it got this far unless it was a worker that was the first person sick and they could trace it. Now, epidemiologists can't trace this actually very easily. I mean, it's hard work compared to us, but these guys are supermen. I mean, it blows my mind how they do it. So what they would do is if they could isolate that somebody had norovirus before the outbreak started, and the symptoms seem to be identical, or it was the same strain virus, then that's easy to trace that somebody at Chipotle or some sort of contaminant caused it. But, you know, the defense could go, okay, look, all right, you know, we have these other restaurants. Let's look at all these people. Did many of them also eat at the pizza place up the street during that same time? Or did many of them go to this gas station and go in and buy a snack in that area? Right? Or get a coffee. And, you know, how many of these people had, you know, did that? And, you know, so then you could start to trace that. And then, okay, you have 30 people that got sick with norovirus eating at Chipotle. How many hundreds got sick with norovirus in that same area at that time? Oh, there were 1,000 people that started to come in, you know, nausea, vomiting, etc. Well, then, but they didn't eat at Chipotle. So if they didn't eat a Chipotle, then why are you blaming Chipotle for these 30 norovirus? So that's how the defense would have to do it. Again, I'm not sitting here trying to defend them, but it's, if they haven't actually traced the virus to there. Now, what they say is they say that Chipotle knew, that according to the prosecutors, that Chipotle knew about the sickness and didn't take proper precautions. I'd like to know a little bit more detail. Did they have an employee who was sick And they said, you're not calling out. You are going to stay here and work. Okay, then there's some negligence there. But, you know, if most offices go, you know what, you look sick, go home. They send you home. They're doing their due diligence. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to. So, I don't know what the answer is. You know, I mean, and how many people come to work with the flu? So, that means any restaurant, when you have a worker that comes to work with the flu, and you're like, really? You need to leave? All right, then they take a while, they leave. You're the one at liability, you know, liable. So it'll be interesting to see what they knew at the, when we're talking to the virus. Now the E. coli, that's a whole different thing. Okay? You know, if they didn't do proper testing and they are passing out food that had possibly a strain of bacteria that stinks, that's really, really, I mean, I would hate to be, you know, a manager of one restaurant and, you know, not really given the tools to test all the lettuce or whatever it came from. That would really, really stink. So I, mind you, that's got to be hard. But I understand, you know, people blame more blame with that. But I just, you know, when it comes to this, and the reason why I'm bringing it up is, you know, we're seeing lots of little clusters of people being sick. Okay, and we don't know if it's a food poisoning. We don't know. You know, we're doing stool cultures on people where we're, you know, trying to see if it's an E. coli or if it's a listeria or if it's a salmonella or if it's a parasite. People pick up parasites all the time. People pick things up, okay? We do not live in a sterile environment. But we want to make sure that we, you know, we can identify if it's all coming from one focus, one source. But as you have a bunch of people sick and Chipotle is in the news, I don't want there to be a witch hunt where they're like, yeah, we all got sick and we've all eaten at Chipotle. That's kind of not fair. But the defense could poke a lot of holes into that if that's the case. So I would love to, and as we get more updates, we'll tell you. I really want to know what the negligent part was when it came to the norovirus, if they were the ones that spread it or if they had a worker, they knew it, but they didn't send him home and then clean up around him and throw out any food that he touched nearby. Okay? Which, by the way, guys, imagine that's somebody admitting they're sick. Okay? If you had a big bout of diarrhea, how often do you think you're admitting that to your coworkers? You're not a lot of times. You know how many people go to work sick? That's why I'm really wondering, you know, how, when do you blame, you know, a restaurant versus an office versus a school versus a, you know, you can't. People get sick, they go to work, which is why we have to come up with some sort of a system where, you know, people don't feel like they have to go to work. And it, you know, it stinks. I love the idea of mandated paid leave. I think, you know, for sick leave, I think that's, you know, the way to go to keep workers not from coming in sick. It's just logistically, that could be a real nightmare. Because you have a lot of people that will use their sick leave saying, yeah, I'm sick. There's no proof. And then they run out of sick leave and they still will come to work sick. You know, that's something that, I mean, I found. We had, you know, a certain amount of leave. They use it for something else, and it's their leave. They can do whatever they want. And then all of a sudden, I see them coming to work, and they're sick. I'm like, what are you doing here? Take off. No, I used up my sick leave. But what? You weren't sick. Yeah, I used it for vacation. So, I saying, okay, we're going to have paid sick leave and, you know, making employers do that, I don't think it'll stop the bugs and infection and viruses coming in entirely, because a lot of people will use sick leave to sleep in. I got days I could call out. So they call out, and then when they're really sick, they're out of time. And that's a problem. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.